This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and the new fall semester here at the University of Nevada, Reno has begun just this past Monday, and so it's a good time to get an update on the growing enrollment and to find out more about the students on our beautiful campus this year. Our guests today in the studio are Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having us.
And also, your guest of the studio here is Shannon Ellis, Vice President of Student Services here at the university. Shannon, welcome to KUNR.
Thank you very much.
And it's an exciting time, obviously, a beautiful time of year on campus, a lot of activity. We were just talking about the hallways and the classrooms, and the campus is now full of students. And we want to talk about some of the activities that help welcome the students, as well as some of the enrollment, residence halls, campus living, a wide variety of things as we get started for this fall semester. We'll start with you, sir.
Okay, it's really great to have Vice President Shannon Ellis with us today because her sphere of influence goes all the way from recruiting to student retention to getting students settled on campus. All of the housing operations are under the Vice President for Student Services, working with students all the way to graduation with the many clubs that we have and many of the activities that are just not classroom and research type activities. Dr. Ellis has a great span of influence over this time of the year. So this, we could say, is a very, very successful year as a result of the Vice President for Student Services and all the folks who work with her.
People who aren't on campus on a regular basis, our impression is that you basically just take the summer off and everything is, it ramps up in the fall and then it ends in the spring and the rest of it's just easy. It just falls together.
Exactly.
But all the things we're talking about now mean that you've been busy for a long time making these things happen. How's it going?
Well, and as President Johnson said, I represent thousands of faculty and staff who have been here all summer long, also last spring, working to bring in this extremely talented and smart group of new students. So we work hard to get just the right student who will succeed here.
Well, let's talk about this because you have a record enrollment I've been hearing. So let's start there.
We do. We will be well over 19,000 students, probably closer to 19,400, 19,500 when we tally everything up. Our freshman class is the largest class we will have had. It will be around 3,400 freshmen, and in addition to that, 1,800 transfer students, which is a record for us as well. That's 400 more than we had last year and 700 more than we had the year before. So all of these things are what's giving our campus this great buzz lately and the great energy that we're feeling and seeing.
Now, let's talk about the makeup of this freshman class coming in. You mentioned that just a moment ago. Where are they coming from?
They're coming still predominantly from the state of Nevada. More than 80% of our total student population is from Nevada. And in this freshman class, two-thirds are from Nevada. Over 1,000 of them are from Washoe County. And the president can certainly talk about the close relationship we've developed with Washoe County schools. And we're seeing that success. 900 are from Clark County, and the rest are from all around the West and the globe, quite honestly. We have a number of students who have come to us from Latin America, from India, China, Iran. So it's a very diverse group of students.
And President Johnson, let's go ahead and talk about Washoe County specifically and anything else you want to visit about there.
Certainly, for the last few years, Superintendent Pedro Martinez, TMCC President Maria Sheehan and I have been working regularly to in conversation about how to smooth the pathway between high school and college. Pedro Martinez has had particular emphasis on getting more and more of his students into college, either TMCC or the University of Nevada, Reno. And I think part of the increase from Washoe County can be attributed to the efforts of the three institutions working together, not just the leaders of the institutions, but the folks that actually make things work in all three of these institutions in a coordinated way to get more Washoe County students interested in and confident that they can succeed with a college degree.
Let's talk about just the diversity of this group, because that's a big topic that you've had, President Johnson, over the years, not just from location, geography, but other ways.
Certainly, we have diversity in many ways. As you say, we have diversity of income. We have a large portion of our students that are Pell-eligible students, which is a federal standard of income rating. So we have the ability here to serve almost any student who is college ready. They can come to the University of Nevada, Reno, and we will work with them to find a way to attend college. And I would like for Dr. Ellis to talk about our financial aid and our number of Pell students on campus.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just a few years ago, we had a slightly more than 1,000 Pell students on campus, and now we should exceed 5,000. And that's been a very concerted effort to not only have a pipeline of students coming in who are from the lower socioeconomic end, but to support them once they get here. So our TRIO programs, our tutoring programs, math and writing centers, special Gear Up and First Scholars programs, all of these resources are poured into helping these students feel comfortable before they even enroll as University of Nevada, Reno students.
Because our doors are so open, the ethnic diversity of our student body continues to increase. Our fastest growing student audience, of course, is the Latino-Hispanic group. We actually became last year a bona fide emerging Hispanic-serving institution when we crossed the boundary line of having 15% of our students being Latino or Hispanic in their background. We have ethnic diversity, we have low income, we have lots of first generation students, and at the same time, we're bringing in 14 new National Merit Scholars this year. Just in the freshman class, we have 101 Presidential Scholars. So all total, we have about 300 really top scholars on campus of the National Merit and the Presidential variety. And at the same time, our doors are open as an access institution for well-prepared students. Low income, first generation, ethnically diverse, to find a home here, an educational home here at the University of Nevada, Reno.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik and our guests in the studio today, Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno, along with Shannon Ellis, vice president of student services. We're visiting about the students on campus as the fall semester is just getting underway this week. And let's talk a little bit about these scholars. The caliber of students seems to be increasing with each freshman class. Dr. Ellis, Shannon, talk about that. What's happening there?
I think the most important thing we've learned is that when you recruit the valedictorian of a high school, that immediately sets the tone for generations of students after that. When they know the smartest kid in their school went to the University of Nevada, Reno, that's where they want to go. If they truly are a committed scholar and want to go to a higher education opportunity that's going to challenge them and have great value and employability in the degree, that beats any brochure or any speech I can give or any recruitment labels and letters we can send out, because when students see the right peers going to a place, that'll cinch the deal for us. And we've cultivated very important relationships with students and their schools throughout the state to get the top scholars here.
Now, these numbers we're talking about, the 19,000-plus students, where do graduate students fit into that? Do we have a fix on that, and what does that figure into our numbers?
Yeah, I would say our graduate students are still about flat. What we've experienced in the last couple of years is that we are attracting more PhD students. We don't have the final numbers in on that yet. Graduate students are very important assets in the undergraduate classroom. They run a good number of classes as well as the laboratories, and they do a lot of the research on the campus as well. So it's very important to us to increase the number of graduate students. So we raised our stipends last year. First year we had some money to do that so we could be more competitive nationally to draw graduate students, and we've added quite a few new graduate teaching assistant positions to attract more students.
While we're on the topic of grad students, I want to move into student housing here, because you have this new Ponderosa Village for graduate students, but you're also challenged with accommodating all the undergraduate students on campus kind of at the same time.
That's true. It's a good problem to have. We have wanted for so long to offer graduate students and students with families really nice housing options right on campus for a lot of convenience factors. And this package that the president talked about that we want to offer in recruiting the best graduate students. So Ponderosa Village has helped us realize that dream. It's affordable, it's a great location, and it is almost completely full. So everything came together wonderfully there. Now, we're a little too full when it comes to undergraduates. We've had to keep triple rooms. But students do fine in the triples. In fact, they surprise us. They do better because they just know they have to be careful with their time, and they're influenced by their peers, and their peers are smart and they're good students. But we're building more halls. Peavine Hall will open next fall at this time. That'll take in 400, 450 more students.
And over the next few years, I know there's more plans for mm-hmm. more capacity in general. Just because our enrollment is growing, we're going to have to house more students.
Mm-hmm. We anticipate that the enrollment is going to continue to grow. In the last 4 years, we've been looking at 2% growth, 2% growth. Last year was 3.2%, and it looks to be even bigger than that this year. So we're accelerating. And when you're planning to house people, it takes a couple of years to design and build a building, so we have to plan ahead. This new hall will open in the fall of 2015, and the next one will open in the fall of 2017 or 18, and we'll just keep watching it, and we'll continue to build dormitories as long as our enrollment grows. Our principle is we want to house as many freshmen near the campus as want to live on campus, because studies show that if you live in a dormitory, especially in the freshman year, you're going to be more successful, you get more connected, and it's really close to all the rest of the activity on campus, and students tend to get much more involved in academic activities, social activities, athletic activities, and the like. It's very important to get students connected.
And it's related also to be on track for a four-year graduation. The more you are part of the campus life and you don't fall off the path and you are connected socially and everything else, right? I mean, there are the numbers there as well. What are some of the things that, if you aren't on campus this time of year in the community, give us a feel of the campus, some of the activities, Dr. Ellis?
It is buzzing. Walking up here through the quad, there had to have been almost 100 students listening to music, playing Frisbee, talking in small groups, and we always say this is a real college campus. If that's what you want, come to this school, and it feels like it. There's a lot of people in a good way. You see the diversity, a lot of veterans on campus now coming back to school, older students mixed in with 18-year-olds, and they are doing a lot. Big concert Sunday night out in front of the Student Union. Monday's a holiday. They've got their big club festival on the quad Friday evening. There's always a lot of good free food involved, and they're having fun and meeting new people, but they're also sharing information. We've got job fairs this week for students who need jobs. So anybody from off campus, come and soak it up. They're excited, they're energetic, they're optimistic. If you want to be hopeful about the future of Reno, of the state of Nevada, you just come and hang around campus for a few minutes, and you will know what we're talking about.
And we got the football game coming up.
Ball on campus is the best time mm-hmm. of any time of the year.
Well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Our guest in the studio today, Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Thank you always for joining us, sir.
Certainly.
And we've also had Dr. Shannon Ellis, vice president of student services, talking about all the record enrollment and so many of the activities and great things happening here this time of year as we start a new fall semester. Shannon, great to have you here. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much. And if you come to campus, you got to wear your Nevada gear, because then you'll fit in.
There you go. That's your word to the wise as we mm-hmm. close up. Again, it's Beyond the Headlines, David Stipik here on KUNR.